Hi folks, Sunday the 11th of November, Remembrance Sunday, and sure I don't need to explain to anybody what the significance of that is, taking time out to remember those people who died in the Great War and the Second World War, and indeed all conflicts really, and observing a silence in church this morning for 2 minutes and then at 11 o'clock another 2 minute silence got me thinking about what we were remembering. And for some people, we don't have a link to anybody that was involved in conflict, or we might have a distant link to somebody. We could have a relative, of course, that makes it a little bit more poignant. My own grandfather served in the Second World War, but he lived to be a ripe old age. And so, instead of just thinking about those that died, which is always a good thing, I think the motto is, lest we forget, we need to remember that not just the people who died, but the reasons that people died, war itself, conflict. And I was trying to think of a way of making that 2 minute silence something that would last longer than 2 minutes in my own life. And I'd already been pre-thinking this morning before the silence. I was having a walk this morning, and I was going to record a boo then, but I couldn't quite get my thoughts in order. And I was thinking how I could gear up towards the 2 minute silence and to focus on what to focus on, into how to make that 2 minute silence, like I say, something that I can take with me beyond today, beyond Remembrance Sunday. And I knew that I couldn't remember the fallen every day. I knew that I couldn't have that constantly in my mind. But what I thought I could do would be to understand what the silence is. Taking 2 minutes out to remember people, to remember why people had fallen and to remember the conflicts is one thing. But how could I use that silence in every day? How could I use 2 minutes of silence on a daily basis? And I thought, well, how are conflicts started? Conflicts are started for many reasons, but in our everyday life we have conflicts. And we can have arguments, for example. And an argument can stem from someone saying something to us that we don't agree with, or we take offence at, or we say something that someone else doesn't agree with or takes offence at. And it's how we respond to that. If someone says to me something that I find personally challenging, let's say, do I just respond to that and inflame the situation? I do that quite a bit, actually. It can be on any subject or any level. It can be a matter of politics, or a matter of faith, or a matter of current news. Opinions can be different, and I tend to sort of defend my position, and the other person defends their position. And when we start taking up a defensive position, it's because we consider ourselves under attack, because we wouldn't defend ourselves otherwise. We wouldn't defend our thoughts or our own opinions. And so when we take up that defensive position, we often do so in an attacking manner. And we may not want to do that, we may not think that we're doing that. And it may indeed not even be something that we consciously want to do, but sometimes we can come across that way. And we will always know that by the response from the other person. We'll always know that when suddenly a conversation gets a little heated. And so I thought to myself, how can I use a 2 minute silence on a more of a daily basis? And to tie it in with Remembrance Sunday. So what I'm going to try and do is, in two ways, if someone says something to me that I immediately take umbrage at, for whatever reason, I'm going to try and observe a silence before I speak. Let my brain and my essence absorb what was said to me and think about the manner in which it was said. And just to have that 2 minutes, it doesn't have to be silence, but it doesn't have to be a retaliatory or even any kind of statement to it. Just to take a step back from that for a moment before I speak. Because then I'm sure that after 2 minutes or even a minute or whatever reflection on it will give me enough time for my brain not to do a knee-jerk reaction to what was said to me. And then I can be a little bit more understanding of what was said and respond in a more understanding manner, or at least a more temperate manner. And it's the same before I speak to someone. If I want to say something to someone, if I see someone, for example, I could see someone in a car parked on the pavement that I can't get past, and they're sitting in their car on a mobile phone and pulled over and pulled up onto the pavement to let other traffic by. Now, sometimes that can make me a little bit grumpy, to say the least. And if I can't get past, I will make a point of walking around the car and staring at the driver with a frown on my face. Well, maybe I shouldn't do that. Maybe if I take that time just to think about it, walk past the car, I'll avoid that situation. Maybe if I see somebody doing something I don't agree with, or something I want to say that could lead to some form of conflict, whether it be verbal or whether it be unintentionally hurting someone, before I speak. And I think that's how I'm going to try and observe this 2 minute silence on a daily basis. And it doesn't have to be 2 minutes, but I'm going to call it my 2 minute silence. Just to try and think before I respond to something that inflames me or something that I take umbrage at. And also to take a silence before I make a comment even on something that's upset me, even if somebody hasn't actually said anything to me. And remember always in the back of my head that I'm doing this in remembrance of today, in remembrance of conflict, trying to do my little bit in my little way to avoid confrontation, or not so necessarily to avoid confrontation, but not to create confrontational conversations. Because confrontational conversations lead on to worse things. And I'm sure many a war has been fought over hastily spoken words. People don't take the time to think before they speak. This isn't a new idea, I know, but it's something I want to take with me from today. Something I want to try and think about for the next few days, certainly for the next month, and just see if I can bring it into practice and see how I go on until New Year. See if I can make it a new habit. We shall see. How did you remember today? Are you going to take anything away from it today? Thanks for listening, and as always, if applicable, God bless.